Elsewhere on the program today, we've heard from listeners who've been reflecting on what it is to be an American in 2021. Now, let's hear about one of the nation's most potent symbols, the Statue of Liberty. France gifted the statue to the United States roughly 135 years ago. The statue was dedicated in October of 1886. And there's a new chapter to this story. The statue's little sister has arrived to stand beside her monumental sibling. We're re-airing this story that starts with NPR's Eleanor Beardsley from the statue's point of departure in Paris and ends with Jeff London, who greets her arrival on New York's Ellis Island.
In early June, the 9.5-foot-tall bronze statue was lifted by crane from its home in front of a museum in central Paris to begin its trip to New York. Cast just 10 years ago, she will join her older and larger sister, who's made of copper and stands with pedestal 305 feet tall. Both statues were cast from the original plaster model sculpted by Auguste Bartholdi that is part of this Science Museum's permanent collection. Marie-Laure Estignard is curator and director of the Musée des Arts et Métiers.
You can see all the way Bartholdi worked with all these details. You can see that it's very handmade.
Painted dark greenish brown to look like bronze, this plaster statue of Liberty also stands atop a pedestal. Its carved wooden base is the prow of a ship.
When you approach the base, you can see it's like a boat. Well, you have to board in the statue.
Which means stepping up inside the base. Once there, you look through a window to see a tiny model of New York Harbor with the Statue of Liberty, as if you were arriving by boat.
I'm now a passenger. A passenger arriving in New York. I see Bedloe Island and what is supposed to be the Statue of Liberty.
But Estignard says the diorama was constructed years before the statue was built and given to the U.S. in 1885. She says Bartholdi used his model to attract funding from wealthy French and American donors. She calls it a 19th century crowdfunding operation.
This is a very marketing operation. So it was very clever to imagine this.
Bartholdi's statue was built in Paris, disassembled, and shipped to New York in 350 pieces. Once there, its copper plates were draped over a steel frame structure made by Bartholdi's colleague, a certain Gustave Eiffel, who was also building a tower in Paris. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
I'm Jeff London in New York. A few weeks later on Ellis Island, in full view of the Statue of Liberty, a team of workers in reflective vests hoists the half-ton little sister onto her temporary spot before it moves to the French ambassador's residence in Washington, D.C. Bartholdi's statue was conceived at the end of the Civil War as a symbol of emancipation, says Ambassador Philippe Etienne, but has taken on many meanings since then.
Of course, a friendship between two peoples, French and American. Of course, the core value of freedom, the message of liberty, but also a lot of different messages linked with immigration, of course, and hospitality. And finally, the most important meaning of these statues is the promise of opportunities to all our citizens.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
And before the little sister was even installed, a small group of protesters gathered nearby. One of them quoted the famous Emma Lazarus poem on the big sister's pedestal. Jamie Bauer of Rise and Resist New York City explained.
We like the message of the Statue of Liberty, and we support that message, but we feel that the United States is not living up to that message.
Her group is demanding the Biden administration reverse a Trump-era policy that closed the southern border, making it harder for people to seek asylum. The protesters were asked to peacefully disperse because festivities were planned. A parade of diplomats, politicians, and business people spoke to an invited audience inside because of a driving rain outside. Jesse Brackenbury, president of the Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Foundation, reminded the audience.
It was nearly 135 years ago, on another rainy day in New York Harbor, that Liberty Enlightening the World was unveiled.
And as if on cue, when the audience left the auditorium for a champagne toast at the statue's unveiling, the sun came out. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.